I keep reminding you, and I'm going to keep pounding this drum, these young'uns need a place to go to church down the road. And so we got to keep the church open, Brother Driver. Got to keep our altars open. One little kid come to church today, and he'd been going to church a long time, but he'd never seen nobody come to the altar and pray. And he asked somebody, what do they do with it? Well, I sure am glad that we can teach some young'uns that it's still right to pray tonight. If you have a Bible this evening, the book of Acts chapter 27, I'm going to deal with just a simple thought this afternoon. I sure do appreciate the good preaching that we've already heard. Thank God for grace. And oh, thank God for the cross. Thank God that we do love Him tonight. I'm glad they're not having to give me a big screen to get here on Sunday night. I'm glad we don't have a random drawing. I'm just glad people's in love with Jesus and move on down. So, woman asked my wife, the way, how y'all get people come to that church? Well, you just get people in love with Jesus, they'll do great things. Amen. And boy, we need our love increased. Amen. And I sure am glad. I don't take it lightly you're here tonight. I sure am glad that you're here. And a good see one of my preacher friends, Brother Wendell, I'm asking to pray for me tonight as I try to preach. Would you pray, preacher? Yes, Lord. Thank you. Help us. Oh, Lord. Yes. Thank you. Amen. Amen. Thank you, preacher. Book of Acts, chapter 27. The Bible said in verse number 37, Paul now is on his shipping to Rome. And he says, we were all in the ship. 216 souls. 276 people. But God said they all had a soul. I will remind you tonight that there's coming a time when God will call you to account for your soul. And Jesus has paid the price for all. And certainly if you neglect to accept the payment that He's made for you, hell will be your home. And He said in 38, when they had eaten enough, they lightened the ship, cast out the wheat in the sea. And when it was day, they knew not the land, but they discovered a certain creek with a shore, into which they were minded, if it were possible, to thrust in the ship. And when they had taken up the anchors, they committed themselves unto the sea, loosed the rudder bands, hoist up the mainsail to the wind, and made toward the shore. Thank you for standing tonight. I'd like to preach on this subject, on making toward the shore. Making toward the shore. I want to say, first of all, I'm glad I'm in the ship. I'm glad one day the old ship of Zion come by my way, let down the gangplank, and Jesus said, get on board. Aren't you glad that there is an invitation to get on board? And then I want to say, not only there's invitation, oh, there is inspiration. I'm glad that He says, whosoever will, let him come and get on board. And then not only is there invitation and inspiration, I sure am glad there's celebration. I'm glad we can enjoy the good things of God.
As Brother Matthew said, I'm glad I'm not holding my head down saying, thank God He saved me. I want to say, thank God you saved me tonight and put me in your fellowship by your good grace and your mercy. Now, a few things tonight I want to share with you, and then we go home on making toward the shore. First of all, I want to say, I've got my head turned right. Got my head turned right. In Hebrews chapter number, Lord, I'm so excited. In Hebrews chapter number 12, I want to say I got my head turned right. Here, the writer says, looking unto Jesus, the author and finisher of our faith. Can I tell you, He's the beginning and the ending of it all. He is Alpha and Omega, the beginning and the end. If you've got Jesus, you've got everything that you need tonight. He said, looking unto Jesus, the author and finisher of our faith. And He says this, who for the joy that was set before Him endured the cross, despising the shame, and is set down at the right hand of the throne of God. You say, well, preacher, how come you looking unto Jesus? Well, I want to say this, He's the all-sufficient Savior. He strengthens and sustains. He guards and He guides. Why, did you know that He heals the sick? Would somebody help me preach tonight? He heals the sick, and He's never out of the office, and He don't send you to another specialist. He's one-stop shop. He's got everything that you need tonight. Dr. Jesus will take your case. He's never lost a case tonight. Oh, my, He heals the sick. I want to say He cleanses the leper. And He forgives the sinner. Are you looking at one of them? I stand freely forgiven by the good grace of God. And then, isn't it amazing that He delivers the captives and He defends the feeble? Ain't that a blessing? I want to say He blesses the young. I seen that this morning. And He benefits the old. I won't say that again. It felt so good. He blesses the young and He benefits the old. He blesses the young and He benefits the old. Ain't it a blessing when you've run for Him all these years? He don't throw you out and leave you hung out to dry. Boy, He blesses the young and He benefits the old. I'm glad I come to church tonight. He rewards the diligent. He beautifies the meek. I want to say He's the key to knowledge. Oh, yes, He's the doorway to deliverance and the pathway to peace. He's the roadway to righteousness and the highway to holiness. He's the gateway to glory. His office is manifold. His promise is sure. His life is matchless. His goodness is limitless. His mercy is everlasting. His love never changes. A man that has friends must show himself friendly. But there's one. Stick it closer than a brother. His love never changed. He loved you before the foundation of the world. He come up with a plan to send His Son to die in our place. To pay the price for you before the foundation of the world. His love never changes. And His Word's enough. His grace is sufficient. His reign is righteous. His yoke's easy and His burden's light. He's indescribable, incomprehensible. He's invincible and He's irresistible. I'm glad tonight that I'm looking that way. I'm not looking down, I'm looking above. And it'd do you good to quit looking at the 6 o'clock Fox newscast. Because I'm going to tell you, they're just going to bring you bad. Why don't they ever just have a segment, this is going to be good news tonight. Can I tell you, this is good news segment. This is the gospel, the good news of the Lord Jesus tonight. Oh, we look around, we get so depressed, but I'm glad there is good news. Oh my, preacher, I'm talking about making toward the shore. I've got my head turned right. I'm looking at Jesus. And in Hebrews 2 and 9, I want to say I'm listening to Jesus. Jesus has got something good to say. If you'll just simply listen to Him. A lot of times we don't want to listen to what He has to say. We see Jesus, who was made a little lower than the angels, for the suffering of death, crowned with glory and honor, that He by the grace of God should taste death for every man. For it became him for whom are all things, by whom are all things, and bringing many sons into glory, to make the captain of their salvation perfect through suffering. Not only am I looking to him, I'm listening to him. He's the only captain that led his regiment. They didn't stay behind giving orders. Honey, let me tell you, Jesus has done been there. And I'm glad he is the captain of our salvation. I'm glad he's the captain of our sanctification. He's all God tonight. Oh, I've got my head turned right. You see, I'm looking at Jesus. I'm listening to Jesus. And in Hebrews 12 and verse number 2, I want to say I'm laboring for Jesus. He said, looking unto Jesus, the author and finisher of our faith, who for the joy that was set before him endured the cross and despised the shame. Crosses get heavy, but I'm glad that I'm laboring for the Lord Jesus. Oh, I'm making toward the shore tonight. I've got my head turned right. Number 2, I got my sword drawn, ready to fight. I'm glad I've got a sword tonight, and it's got King James wrote on it. It's holy and it's inspired and it is infallible. Look at Hebrews 4 and verse number 12 this evening. Hebrews 4 and verse number 12. I've got my sword ready to fight. Hebrews 4 and verse number 12. He says, for the word of God is quick. That word means alive. I want to say that the word is practical. It's quick. It means living. It's not out of date, and it's relevant to our day. It's running right on time. Matter of fact, everything's running according to this. This ain't running according to the times. The times is running according to this. He set everything in motion by His word. So certainly tonight, the word is practical. It is quick. It means living. Do you feel sort of dead in your salvation? You know, one of the best things you can do is steal away and get the word of God and read it, and it starts to live in you. And boy, I can tell when I've been in the word of God all week, y'all can hardly tolerate me. Amen. I mean, this thing is so alive in my heart. Oh, let me tell you, if we'd get in the Word of God, we would kill this deadness in our Baptist churches. We would all come alive and be filled with the Spirit of God. I'm glad that it quickens us and it brings life. Oh, it is practical. I want to say number 2, it is powerful. Look what he says. You'll notice this when he says this about the Word of God. He says it's quick and powerful. Now, this word is translated in the English word energy. It energizes. I tell you why a lot of churches are dying tonight, because the energizer's not there. Oh, I tell you, I am glad the Word of God, there is power. And then look at its penetration. The Bible says that it does this, it piercing even to the dividing asunder of soul and spirit. It's penetration. I want to say that it deals with more than the surface. It goes to the soul. Boy, I've seen the man of God get up preaching out of the Word of God. Boy, the sword would stab me through my flesh and go into my soul. Boy, I sure am glad we've got the Word of God that is alive, powerful. It's penetrating. Boy, it stabs our heart, don't it? I mean, the Word of God still gets the job done. Matter of fact, this is the only thing going to get the job done. I'm a better Christian tonight because of this book. Just think where we would be. We'd be so full of flesh, Brother Lee, if we didn't have a copy of this Word of God. If a preacher didn't get up and preach to us about this, oh, it brings instruction to our lives. And I love it when this sword moves down into our soul and our spirit and quickens us, makes us alive, shows us our wrong, convicts us and convinces us and brings forth life. Oh my, I'm glad tonight that we have a sword. And certainly it's practical and it's powerful, it's penetrating. But you'll notice it's also purifying. It said the thoughts and intents of the heart. Now, this word convicts and it exposes us. Purifies us. Psalmist David said, "Thy word have I hid in mine heart that I might not sin against thee." Oh, I sure do need this in my heart to keep me right. Amen. And so, making toward the home shore, I've got my head turned right. I've got my sword ready to fight. Can I tell you, it's no time to lay back on the sword. It's time to charge. Amen. It's time to charge. You ought to get you a good Bible. Get you a good speed dial in it. Amen. You ought to get in it and read it. Can I tell you, if you've got an unraveled Bible, your life's not unraveled. Amen. If your Bible's falling apart, I guarantee you your home's not. And so certainly, I've got my sword ready to fight. I'm making toward the home shore. I got my head turned right. Is your head turned right? Quit looking around at all these problems and get it fixed on the Lord Jesus Christ. I got my head turned right. I got my sword ready to fight. I want to say this. I got my headlights on bright. He said, "Let your light so shine that they may see your good works and glorify your Father." Y'all remember, now some of y'all don't remember this, some of you do, but used to in the floorboards of a car, in order for you to cut your lights on bright, you had to feel down there and find it and mash it. It'd do some of y'all good to find it and mash down on it tonight. Hey, your light's been on dim way too long. We need to run around here with our lights on bright, saying that Jesus saved, Jesus saved, Jesus saves tonight. Some of y'all done got some of them new headlights installed and you can't hardly even see out. Some of you run around with fog lights on, amen. Ain't even got your head. Hey, we're to have headlights on bright when we're in bad and dark place. I drive around with my wife a lot of times. I say, "Honey, put your lights on bright. I want to see what we're fixing to run into." Glory to God. You can't go very far with the light shining on the pavement. Let it shine out yonder where you're headed tonight. I'm glad the Lord Jesus can let our light shine by the good glory of God. I got my lights on bright. You know something, ain't it a blessing when you see a car coming up the road and the light's on bright and you nearly got to do this to get by them and you blink your lights at them and they never do turn them down. I won't be one of them Christians never do turn them down. Amen. I mean, I do. Next time you see somebody coming down, their light's on bright, won't do, just throw yours on, get you an attitude and go on for the glory of God tonight. Oh my, we need our lights home bright. I'm glad I ain't got a little old Mickey Mouse flashlight of shining. Honey, I'm glad I've got me a Duracell that's charged up under the hood. It's hooked into an alternator. The alternator's hooked into the power line. I'm glad there's gas in the tank. Thank God ain't nobody having to zaptize me tonight. I'm glad I got something burning in me. Hey, Brother Wendell, I'm glad you're under 1981. God put something under my hood. Preacher said it'll play out. It'll get dim before long. Honey, let me tell you, it's getting brighter the closer that I'm headed to the home shore tonight. I'm glad we got our lights on bright. Thank God we got them on bright. A lot of times you got a little light on the dash to tell you if you got it on bright or not. Amen. Oh, we need to have that light on bright. Preacher, what are you talking about? Well, I want to say about this light tonight. I want to say I'm witnessing in the light. In 1 Peter chapter number 2 and verse number 9, there the Bible says this, "Ye are a chosen generation, a royal priesthood, a holy nation, a peculiar people, that ye should show forth the praises of Him who hath called ye out of darkness into His marvelous light." Oh my, I'm glad I'm witnessing in the light. Number 2, 1 John chapter number 1, verse number 5, I'm glad I'm walking in the light. Thank God we can walk in the light. This then is the message which we've heard of Him, and declare unto you that God's light in Him is no darkness at all. If we say we have fellowship with Him, and walk in darkness, we lie. Do not the truth. But watch it. If we walk in the light as He's in the light, we have fellowship one with another. And the blood of Jesus Christ, His Son, cleanses us from all sin. Oh, I'm witnessing in the light. I'm walking in the light. In 1 John 2 and 8, I'm glad I'm working in the light. I'm glad there's night lights, aren't you? You notice that some of these construction sites on interstates, they've got all these big rigs pulled up, these lights shining. You know why? Because it's darkness. If there's ever been a time, child of God, when we go into heaven in dark times, it is tonight. But ain't you glad there's some lights on in the dark? Amen. Thank God I'm working in the light. 1 John 2, verse number 8. He said again, a new commandment I write unto you, which thing is true in Him and in you, because the darkness is past and the true light now shineth. He that saith he's in the light, hateth his brother, is in darkness even until now. Oh, I'm witnessing in the light. I'm walking in the light and I'm working in the light. I'm glad we're making toward the home shore. I want to say tonight, I got my head turned right. I got my sword ready to fight. I got my headlights on bright. But I want to tell you, glory to God, I got my shoes on tight. Hear me, got my shoes on tight. Amen. Hebrews chapter number 12 and verse number 1. I'm glad I got my shoes on tight. It ain't nothing as bad to walk around with those floppy shoestrings. Somebody say amen. Then he gets you a good pocket knife and cut them things off or you trip and stumble on them. Amen. Hebrews 12 and verse number 1. Wherefore, seeing we also are compassed about with so great a cloud of witnesses, let us lay aside every weight and the sin which doth so easily beset us. Watch this now. And let us run with patience the race that is set before us. I want to say tonight, I don't want to stumble. Oh no, I want my shoes on tight so I don't stumble. It's bad just to walk around and stumble because your shoes ain't on tight. Some of y'all ought to get with the good Holy Ghost, say, dear God, adjust my feet tonight. Adjust my shoes and put them on tight. He said, let your feet be shod with the preparation of the gospel of peace, honey. I'm glad I got my shoes on tight so I won't stumble. Number two, I'm glad I got them on tight so I won't crumble. We need some people to stand up and do right tonight. Some boys that'll stand in the gap and say, what thus saith the word of God. Then, honey, not only tonight, I don't want to stumble. I don't want to crumble. And Brother Dennis, the goal line's in sight. I don't want to fumble tonight. Got my shoes on tight. I sure would hate to know that I spent 25 years preaching the gospel of the Lord Jesus Christ and the goal line's in sight and I fumble the ball. And many have. I want to carry the ball for the glory of God. I'm glad I got some big old boys a blocking for me tonight. Thank God I got somebody up here in glory land giving me the playbook. I'm glad tonight that I got my shoes on tight and I'm headed yonder to glory land. Got my shoes on tight. A lot of times, preachers, I look over there and my shoe's about untied. And I always tie my shoes real tight before I get up to preach. I don't know if we're going to fight or preach, amen. Either one I want to be ready for, amen. I mean, a good preacher ain't got no fight in him. He ought not be a preaching tonight. We got too many little old spindly wrist, lip, wrist preachers tonight. I got my head turned right. Turn your little head up and look up tonight. I got my sword ready to fight. I got my headlights on bright and I got my shoes on tight. I want to say that I got my bags packed and I'm ready for a flight. I hope I'm in the rapture with Brother Doss and Brother Rollins. Neither one of them men like a flight. I want to watch them when we go out of here together. Amen. Can I tell you, honey, on that day, hey, I got my bags. Can I tell you, I got my ticket ready for the flight tonight. Got me a ticket. Jesus come by. Give me a ticket and He signed it. No expiration date. They not going to come and say, now all A through E zone, you can now board. Amen. We're not going to hear nothing about, I'm sorry, but your flight is delayed 7 hours and 45 minutes. Amen. We're not going to hear nothing about now first class, you can board first. Amen. What kind of outfit is that? Make us common folks feel like this convict laborers. Amen. But I'm telling you, honey, that great getting up morning when the Lord Jesus comes, He said, the Lord shall descend from heaven with a shout, with the voice of the archangel. Oh, and the trump of God's going to sound. You said, preacher, how do you know that you go? He said He'd pull up in the driveway and blow His horn. Glory to God. I'm glad I'm going. I got my bags packed and I'm ready for my flight. Won't have to worry then if I'm going to bring one bag on carry-on. Because I ain't taking nothing with me. I've got it all sent up yonder. Boy, about the time we hit, He's going to say, come here, I'm going to show you something. He said, you know how you like them ties and suits? He said, look yonder what I got waiting for you. He said, you know how you like to go out and eat and fellowship? He said, you look around yonder, there's Abraham sitting over yonder at the corner table. Said he's eating on a filet mignon, the best in heaven. Said, look over there, Moses. Go on over there and fellowship with him a while. What are you saying, preacher? I'm saying I'm glad I got my bags packed. And I'm ready for my flight. A lot of people say, preacher, you're crazy. You really think that we're going to leave out that way? I can tell you, we're leaving out that way. Boy, the Lord's coming. That seems so unreal to a generation. Can you imagine the airplanes that's going to fall out of the sky that day? That pilot that's saved. Let me tell you, that thing can only do so much on autopilot. Can you imagine the cars going to pile up in the ditches? I got my bags packed. Now I'm ready for my flight. Lord Jesus, You've been so good to us today. I want to thank You for that. I want to thank You, Lord, that You come by one day and You made me ready by the good Holy Ghost of God. Thank You, Lord, You've given me that that access to You. Lord, I realize there's coming a day when every eye shall see You. And I bless You. I want to thank You for letting me be in a good church. I want to thank You for these good people. Help us, God, as we're going toward our home shore to have our head turned right. Oh, God, to be looking for You and listening to You for what You want for us. We love You. We bless You. I pray You'd help us in that meeting this week. God, these that's come around Your altar tonight and prayed, I pray You'd touch them specially. Lord, these mom and daddies that's brought these young'uns out tonight, I pray that You've touched them. God, I pray now You'd give us traveling safety. We love You and we thank You for everything You're doing for us. I pray You'd hedge us in. You'd keep us safe. And we'll be grateful. We love You and praise You. In Christ's name we pray. Amen. God bless you. You're